Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Yod Tet Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, continuing to analyze our Mishnah, first Mishnah in Perek Bet, which talks about how far you have to distance things from other people's property. And in the middle of the Mishnah, Marchikim et Azraim et Amachrishav et Mehar Aglayim, you have to distance planting and plowing and urine, we'll have to see what the context is, from somebody else's wall. Now, Zraim, wait a second, planting, every time you plant, you're going to have to plow, so you don't need planting and plowing. You have some pull it, yeah, you could have just hand planting where you're just dropping the seeds. So flip it. The answer is, b'choreshli lanot, if you're plowing to plant trees, not seeds. But after all, you're going to water, and we already said in the first clause, all the problems with putting water near a wall. The answer is, Achaber is Israel, Tanim Eretz Israel Kai. We are, the Tan, of course, is in Eretz Israel. Dichtiv, Limtar Shemaim, Tishtemaim. After all, the Torah testifies that in Eretz Israel, most of the irrigation is done, not irrigation, but is by rainwater, and therefore, it's going to rain wherever it's going to rain. The other guy's wall is not your problem, and so therefore, you're not setting up irrigation there. You can see it's a Bavli question where irrigation was the norm. Now, Lameimra Dizroim, Litzdodin Kamishtarshi. It sounds like seeds spread sideways from the direction that they're planted, and that's why you can't plant them within a few tfachim of the wall. Vatnan, we have a Mishnah in Kilayim HaMavrich et HaGefen Ba'aretz, if somebody grafts vines. Him Eino Gaba'a Far Shloshat Tfachim, if it's less than 3 deep under dirt, Lo Yavi Yazir Aleh, you can't plant something else on top of it. Vatani Ala Aval Zorea, it's Tatsadin Elach Ve'elach, but next to the seeds, and it's above the seeds and next to them, even if there's less than 3 Tfachim of dirt between the seed and the top of the earth, you could plant, so you see that seeds don't grow sideways. The answer is Rabbi Chana, B'shem Rabbi Yosef, Neshem Achlidina Takarko Malina Fartichoach. The problem in our Mishnah is not that the seeds grow out, but that the presence of the seeds and the planting of the seeds weakens the earth, and that's why you have to go distance from the wall. Alright, Me'la Goyim in Akotel. The end of that clause was urine. Gimel Tfachim. Now, Amar Barachana Mutal Adam Lashtin Mayim Betzad Kotlo Shel Chaviro. As an independent statement, Rabbi Barachana said you're allowed to urinate up against somebody else's wall. That's on your side, obviously, but up against his wall. Dichti, what's his proof text? This shows up several times, but in God's promise to Eliyahu of what he's going to do to Achav, the wicked king, V'chatil Achav Mashtin B'kirvat Surah Zub Yisrael, I will wipe out all of those who urinate against the wall, implying all the men, and implying that that's an appropriate or acceptable behavior, but just, I'm going to kill them all. Not because of that. I, V'anatnan, V'tmeel G'vamin HaKotel, Shoshat V'chim, but our Mishnah says you have to distance yourself. The answer is, no, it doesn't mean urine, it means pouring out like a whole chamber pot full of urine, because that then sits and pools, and then the water gets into the earth and hurts the wall. Okay. But now we have a brayta that clearly goes against Rabbi Bar Chana that says you're really not allowed to urinate against a person's wall unless you're gimel tfachim away. So our Mishnah is not about shofachin. It's about any urine. That's only a brick wall. If it's a wall, a stone wall, then it just has to be far away so it doesn't do damage. It's one tefach. If it's hard rock, then mutar. It could, sunma here may mean that it's based on, the foundation is hard rock. Then it's mutar. But that means that in normal cases you have to go distance. So he's been rebuked. Now, he's been refuted. But he was quoting a pasuk, so we have to interpret the pasuk differently. This is what Hashem was saying. I won't even leave the kind of thing that urinates against a wall. In other words, a God is saying, I'm going to wipe out everybody in Achav's house, even his dogs. Okay, now we have a statement which is going to take most of the rest of the podcast. It's very difficult to understand why it's here. So Tosfot explains that because at the end of this discussion, towards the end, there's a slight reference to damage done to a wall because of liquid, therefore it's brought in here. The one introduction is that if you have a house in which there's a mate, and there's a window going out of the house that's tefach in diameter, then tuma goes out through that tefach, and if, let's say, attached to another house, it then connects the two houses. If you put something in the window to block it out, then it keeps the tuma in. Let's say the window is a tefach wide, but something else is put in the window that minimizes it, certain things will reduce it, certain things not. The general rule is anything that you would leave there reduces it. Anything that you would typically take away doesn't. Here we go. Amar Rav Tuvia Bar Kista Mar Shmuel. Rakik enu mait b'chalon. A thin cake or a thin bread does not reduce the shear. So Mayur Yerakik, why are you mentioning that? Afilu avanam, even a thick bread doesn't. So lomi baya, come on, the answer is we're teaching bigger chiddush. Lomi baya avakim and diirzile lomi vatile. A thick one is something you want, therefore you're not vatile it, you're certainly going to take it away, and therefore it certainly doesn't reduce the shear because you don't want to keep it there. Avrakik demimit, but a thin one that you really have no use for, you reject it. Ema batule mevatile, maybe you're mevatile it, and therefore it's part of the window, and now the window is less than a tefach. Kamash malan, that it's not. Mirchel Shmuel seems to say any food is not going to be mamait, because you'll take it away. But the bread itself is something that's makabel tuma. Why is it makabel tuma? Because you have kneaded it and you've put water in it. General rule that anything itself is makabel tuma cannot be a chatzitza. The answer is she knows from a perot that you kneaded it with fruit juice or something, which is not one of the seven liquids, therefore not makabel tuma. Meitavei, so I have a challenge against this whole principle that food is not recognized as a chatzitza. Kupam le'atevin, you have a box full of straw, v'chavin le'agro gerot, or a barrel full of, a jug full of figs, ha'mulachim b'chalon, they're sitting on a window. Ro'in, so we imagine, kol she'ilu yinat lu v'yicholin tevin v'gogrot laman v'fnatzvan, if you took the vessels away, and the food would sit there by itself, in other words, the vessels are incidental, chotzitzin, then it's chotzitz. If not, then not. Which means that the vessel we recognize is going to be coming and going. But the food we'll recognize as maybe part of the window now. And that goes against Shmuel. Because after all, straw you could feed to your animal. So we answer, Basaria, it's ruined. It's sour. Chazilatina, you could use it to mix it with cement. There's the thorns in it. Chazilasakas, you could throw this straw into the fire. As fuel, it's used for something. So about tuna, it's moist. So chazil hazek gadol, even moist straw, you could dry out and use for a big fire. That's why it's hazek gadol lo shchiach. A big fire isn't something that's too common, and therefore, a person, when he sees this thorny, moist straw sitting in his window, he's not going to think, oh, I want to use it for something. He gives up on it, and it's part of the window now, and it's mamayit. Now, grogrot, what about the figs? Ha chazule, they're good to eat. Hamashuwa b'shitrifu, they got wormy. We have a parallel teaching that they were wormy. Now, what about the jug? You said if the jug itself is not chotzet. You said if the jug could be taken away, but the jug is sitting there. Now, if the mouth of the jug is facing out, meaning it's facing towards the new house that where the tumah is going to go to, that means the back of the jug is facing where the tumah is. So it itself is a chatzitza. You don't need the food in there. The ha-kli cheres and matam migav. After all, a kli cheres cannot get tumah from its underside. It gets from its avir, but not migav. Ella de puma leva agav. It must be that the mouth is facing in towards the tumah. And therefore, it's not chotzeitz because it's open to the tumah. If you buy tem leon from the bar, you could have it turned around. You could have a metal jug. In which case, it is makabel tumah migavo, and therefore it's not chotzeitz. Now, Meitavei, a challenge against this, and now we're going to have a whole list of items that are chotzeitz, and each one of them is a challenge to Shmuel because many of them are foodstuffs, and each one will answer in its place. Asavin shetlachan v'nichan b'chalon. Let's say you tore up some grass and put it in the window. O shalum elehen b'chalonot, or they grew themselves and filled the window. O matloniot she'en men shalosh al shalosh, or rags that are not 3x3 tfachim. Va'ever was, sorry, it's ba'ot. 3x3 fingers, the minimal size. Or limbs that are hanging off an animal. It means the animal's there, and the limb is kind of hanging off the animal. Or bird that perched on the window. Or a non-Jew sat in the window. Or a ben-shmona, I didn't write this up on the page, as you can see there's no room. But a ben-shmona means a baby that was born after 8 months gestation, where the assumption is he's not going to make it. Who's put into the window, laid in the window, v'am melach, salt, u'klicheres, a klicheres, a earthenware vessel, v'sefer Torah. Kulam amati machalon, they can all provide a chatzitza, meaning if the window is a tefach or more wide, but with this in it, the window is now less than a tefach wide, that stops the tumor from going across. Aval ha-sheleg, snow, v'abarad, hail, v'aglid, v'akfor, different kinds of ice and frost, v'amayim, they're not might because, sure, with time, very soon, they're going to melt and disappear. Now, we're not concerned about the seif, we're concerned about the list and the ratio. Now, v'ha asavin chazul v'hemto, but let's start with grass. Grass is good to feed. The answer is bafraz, that's poisonous grass. O shalum elan, the second thing was grass that grew on its own. Came in the kasha lekotel shakilu, they hurt the wall, therefore you're going to take them away. Therefore, if they're growing up on the wall, you're going to move them away. This is the connection to our Mishnah. Amarabah bekotel chorva, could be an old wall, a destroyed wall, so you don't really care about it. Papa marfila bekotel yeshiva, could be even a good wall. Vayin chutz l'shlosh alachalma, they're growing outside of the window, and then the grass kind of bends over in and occupies the space. Matlonir, what about the rags? Chazul ev l'kriya l'levusha, you could even use rags to patch up clothes. Besmichta, they're very thick. So chazul umna, they're good for a bandage. Bariska, they're scratchy. Bariska, shidman shalosh al shalosh. If they're scratchy, then they have a din of sak. Then it shouldn't be, if they aren't 3x3 fingers, shidman abal abarmi baile. The shear should have been 4x4, which is the shear of sak. The answer is kain riska. They're not really sak, they're really just regular clothes, but they're scratchy, so therefore they can't be used. Now, we had this limb of an animal. Arkvazla, the animal will run away. Bikshura, and the animal's tied down. Shachila, you could shecht it. You could still shecht it and eat it. But tmeya, it's a donkey or some other animal, it's not kosher. Mazbilam lenochi, you could sell it to a goy. But chush, it's a weak animal, it's not worth anything. So pasuk shalila klavim, you could take off the limb and throw it and give it to the dogs. You won't do that because it's not nice to the animal that's suffering. All right. Ve'ol sheshachan b'chalon, we had a bird perched in the window. Parach v'azel, to fly away. Because sure, again, it has to be tied down. Shachile, you'll shecht it. B'tame, it's a hawk or some other bird that's tame. Mazvil anachri, you'll sell it to a goy. B'kalnita, it's a tiny little bird that's so thin, nobody ever buys it. So yavle liyanuka, so you give it to your kid to play with. The answer has been masarta, it's a bird that scratches. So kalnita lo masarta, but that kalnita bird doesn't scratch. The answer is kalgen kalnita, I mean it's a regular bird that does scratch, but it's so skinny it's like a kalnita. Alright, so nobody would buy it. Or kochamish yasha b'chalon, a goy sits in the window. So kai v'azel, get up and leave, what are you talking about? B'chafut, he's tied down. So ati chavei sharile, a friend will come and untie him. But mitzori, he's a leper, nobody wants to get near him. So ati mitzori chavei sharile, another leper will come and untie him. So, it must be that he's imprisoned under house arrest or something, and he's tied down. And by royal order, royal fiat, and therefore he certainly is not going to be freed. A little baby that's 8 months gestation. So, the mother will pick him up. So, b'Shabbat, remember, on Shabbat he's muktza. He's like a rock. The mother can lean over and nurse him where he is because of the sakana to her of the milk. Melach chazile, but salt. How could salt be a chatzitza? You could use it. The answer is mirita. It's bitter salt. So chazile wrote, you could use it in tanning. To eat pakutzi, again, there's thorns in it. So kevin dekasha lekotel shakla. But if salt that's bitter, it has thorns in it, sitting on a wall, and again, it's like our Mishnah, you'll take it off the wall. The answer is da'at v'chaspet, sitting on top of some earthenware. So chaspet gufetechutz, then let that be the chatzitza. The lepashior, the cheres itself is too small. The earthenware is too small. Kedin on cheres, what's the shear of cheres? Kedin ten min patsim l'chavero. Enough to put between one hinge and another. That's the minimal size of a kli cheres for carrying on Shabbat. So therefore, this is too small of a shear. It's not chotzetz. Okay, kli cheres chazilei. The next item on the list was a kli cheres. You could use it. The means now if it's dirty. Chazile umna, you could use it for bloodletting. So benakev, there's a hole in it. Okay, it means you can't collect the blood. Sefer Torah, Chazal Mikra, Sefer Torah you could read. Bualui, it's worn out and there's nothing left. Va'bai Gniza, you have to bury it. Sham Te Gnizata, the answer is you're burying it there in the window. Now, parenthetically, I'm a rabbi, and this goes to Shabbat. So now we answered all the questions against Shmuel. In each case, the thing was really not fit and the person would leave it in the window. I'm a rav. Bakol osin machitza. You can use anything to make a machitza for Shabbat and also for Tumah. Chutzim melach or vav. You can't use salt. We had the exception just now, or fat, animal fat. Shmuel amar filu melach. You could even use salt. Rav Papa v'lo pligi. Rav and Shmuel aren't disagreeing. Hab melach stomit, hab melach is terukni. If it's melach stomit, which is hard and you can't really eat it and it's bad for you, it's dangerous, and you could eat it, but it's a very, very hard rock, then it's a mechitza. Regular sea salt is not. V'hashtar mam Rabba, but Rabba made the statement, Osei adam shnei tziburi melach, you can make two piles of regular salt and put a beam on them, and to make a surah tapatach for Shabbat. Sha korah Each one strengthens the other. The salt holds up the beam, and the beam keeps the salt in place. So I feel melach is terokinit. You could even say that Rav and Shmuel are both talking about regular salt. If there's a beam on top, they would agree. You could use it as a machitza. If not, then you can't because it won't hold up. Okay, towards the end of the Mishnah, we said you have to distance the mill. Now, my time, we originally thought it was Mishum Tiria. The Gemara earlier said it was Mishum Tiria because of vibrations. But that won't work because Vatanya Vishal Chamor, Rechaim Shal Chamor, is not necessarily used by a donkey, but it's a certain kind of a mill that's built differently, that has a stronger base so that it doesn't create vibrations. So Shamin Yisterubel, Shein Arbamin Akelet. You have to distance it again. 3 from the Yisterubel, which is near the bottom, which is 4 from the Kelet, which is towards the top. So Hatam Maitir Iko, there's no vibrations there. Elam Mishum Kol, the answer is that it makes a lot of noise, and the noise is bad for the wall. It's a sound vibrations. The last one is Veta Tanur. So Shemana Kali Yashin Arbamina Safa. 3 from the Kali, which is 4 from the Safa, which is the lip, a little bit above the bottom. So Rambayashmamina Kali to Tanur Tefach. So you can see the Kali is 1 Tefach wide. So Nafkamina Makachamamkar. We need that for commerce. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up with the second Mishnah in the second Perek in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.